Yeah, frustrating. I thought we showed a huge amount of energy and endeavour in the contest, and for long periods of time we looked a good rugby side. I thought a set piece malfunctioned that didn't allow us to control coming out our half and also apply pressure in Watt's half.
That interception try seemed to put you on the back foot. How did you see it early on?
Oh, I think I see Mark and shoots out of the line, we're on a strike move and intercepts it, but I thought we showed great composure to work our way back into the game. We didn't panic and we chipped away. We got some high field position, retained possession, and got one or two penalties of our own.
Barring that half time, you had parity really. It was really a 12-12 game.
Yeah, that's right. We all know how dangerous Wasps can be. They've got some strike runners and some strike power out there. I was frustrated to see our lineup malfunctioned, so never really gave us a foothold in the game. We had plenty of possession, but I say we looked a little bit frantic because of a lack of set-piece security.
The other set-piece worked quite well, the scrum. You seem to have the arm wrestle in there.
Yeah, I thought we were dominant first half. We got one or two penalties from scrum and moved us up the field. But then we're always under pressure around line-out time. I thought Gaskell and Mile were exceptional for Wasps in that department. But it just meant that we couldn't contain that pressure in the top half of the field.
What do you think that was? Was it a little bit of anxiety was creeping in, bearing the results recently? When you got into that 22, you were coughing it up.
Yeah, a little bit. I think, Wasps are a good defensive system, whether that's in set piece or in phase play. But we've got to be more patient. I thought first half, tail end of first half, when we did retain possession, we looked dangerous and Wasps looked stretched. But that's definitely a lesson we need to take forward.
Jamie Shilcott looks beyond his years, though, at fly half. That must be a real positive.
Yeah, it is. And to get intercepted the first play of the game and to be able to mentally recover from that shows huge maturity and huge composure.
Johnny R had to come off. Was it HIA?
Yeah, it was a head concussion assessment. So he failed that on the side of the field. So, yeah, he had to be replaced for that.
You come out of the pressure cooker of the Viva Premiership now. Back to the Anglo-Welsh, Newport next week. How do you approach that in terms of team selection?
I will look at integrating some of the young players, as we always have. We'll also look at, we're mindful we've got a block of three games through back end of Christmas, New Year, so we'll look to get the balance right between some experienced players still playing out there on next Saturday, but also the balance of integrating young players.
Cheers.